Pirate is in your blood, boy, so you'll have to square with that someday. Now, me, for example, I can let you drown. But I can't bring the ship into Tortuga all by me once, savvy?
To keep your riches all aboard the pirate ship, for tacos and some kisses. Get down with the alchemy, you gotta get down with the alchemy. Buy a chain and sell the sea like a crypto vigilante. Get down with the alchemy, you gotta get down with the alchemy. Buy a chain and sell the sea like a crypto vigilante.
What up, vigilantes? I'm out here hunting me some lizard, and I got these cool glasses from, you know, have you seen the movie They Live? I can see them. So I wanna let you in on some little secrets, because the moment you spot these lizards, the moment you can point them out, their effect on you ceases to exist. It's like any psychological phenomenon, that the moment you objectify it, it ceases to have any effect on you. So in that same regard, we're going to call out some lizards. Something really funny has been happening. All of a sudden, Silicon Valley and big tech has taken an interest in privacy coins. The truth is that they've always been interested in any disruptive technology, because if they can't control it, they'll try to manipulate it or try to divide and conquer amongst real innovators in crypto, or try to just confuse the users of crypto with shit projects that are not really that good. That whole divide and conquer strategy seems to be something that they always go after. And today, I'm going to talk to you about something that the lizards recently are working on. And it's some stupid shit coin called Iron Fish. I mean, it must mean something to them. That stupid name, but it really means nothing to us. Because the value of a privacy coin comes forth from the free and open source software ethos. Do you trust these fuckers? And here's a list of them. Here are some screenshots right there of who we're talking about. I'm not going to name these lizards. You know them by their works. They are scum of the earth. And since day one, they've been coming into Bitcoin and crypto pretending to be one of us. But in reality, all they've done is cause a lot of harm, a lot of strife, and a lot of confusion. But that's why we're here. That's why guys like me speak out. I want to give a big shout out to Monero Orange Pills on Telegram. You guys are kicking ass. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope I give you guys the ammo you need, and you give me the, and you keep giving us the ammo that you've been giving us, because it is by working together that we get to expose these assholes. So they created this fake privacy coin, which is a fork of Pirate Chain, meaning that they're copy-pasting Pirate Chain, which is the most state-of-the-art cryptocurrency that offers you private by default. And I guess that's the, that's their game plan right now, to pretend that they're creating and backing a copy of Pirate Chain by the name of, I forgot the stupid name, Iron Fish. So here they are again, doing something to mimic us, to create this, some sort of strife between us. But in reality, this is something that they need to know, is that their stupid games that they used to play in the old world system doesn't work anymore. Because whenever we figure out what they're up to, their game is over. We just call it out. We expose it. And it has no more of an effect on the market. Take, for example, Digital Currency Group and their stupid investment in Zcash. They call it a privacy coin, but it really is not a privacy coin. If anything, it's worse than a transparent surveillance coin, because it pretends to be a privacy coin. It's not. Last time I checked, less than 1% of the people actually use the Z addresses on Zcash. Zcash is trash. When it comes to privacy, guys, I told you this in the last video. You want to focus on what's best for you. You don't want to work. You want to focus on second-rate products. If you were in need of a badass diet, I would recommend to you the best diet that I would know about. I would not recommend that you go out and eat McDonald's or some garbage. A lot of people out there are promoting privacy coins that are not private, that are not private enough, or that they're shit products. For example, anything Mimblewimble is bullshit, guys. It's not the best. So why the fuck are you gonna trust something that is not the best? We live in a world where you are protected not by the technology you use, but by the group and the network of contributors surrounding that given technology. So are you going to trust someone that from the get-go uses a shit protocol like Mimblewimble? Are you going to trust someone from big tech and Silicon Valley that is pretending to care for your privacy? These are the same motherfuckers that censor you on the internet. I'm talking about like Jack Dorsey. And I don't even want to name them, to be honest, guys, because they're just a fucking drag to name. That's it. Just here's some more of who are we talking about right here, guys. These people do not want the best for you or for crypto. Regardless of what they try to sell to you or what the mainstream crypto media tells you, like CoinDesk or Cointelegraph, all of these outlets are owned by them, by the same group of vulture capitalists from Silicon Valley. They don't care for your interests. They don't care for real innovation. They want to keep you dumb. They want to keep you stupid. They want to make sure that their limited partners are looked out after. What's a limited partner? A limited partner is the real investor behind these funds. They're anonymous people. People that pretty much own all of big tech, that own everything that has been established. And just from an economic perspective, they will never, ever do anything that will disrupt their existing portfolio. It's never going to happen. So you're stupid to think that Silicon Valley is your friend. It's not. Or that big tech is your friend. It's not. And they will never be your friend, crypto. Crypto, you're getting played. You're getting played left and right all the fucking time. And I'm going to say some things here that I hope cause cognitive dissonance within your mind so that you can fucking think beyond the narratives that they feed you. If there's a narrative that is popular, you should probably reconsider it. You should probably question it. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. Notice that this list that I've showed you of people behind this stupid coin called Iron Fish that mimics Pirate Chain, which should never be trusted. This freaking shit should never be trusted. Pirate Chain is Pirate Chain, guys. There's nothing like Pirate Chain. And that's something that people in Mon- is you, Pirate Chain and what's happening with this stupid coin. Oh, cool. This stupid coin of Iron Fish is bringing people in crypto together. How? Well, people are realizing what I'm telling you right now. But I'm going to take it a step further, guys. Notice that all of these same assholes that are behind this Iron Fish monstrosity are the same assholes backing the COPPA trial against BSV. Oh, you didn't expect me to take it there, did you? I don't think even Mr. X expected me to take it there. And he's my business partner. We differ regarding BSV. But I'm a free man. I'm going to call things out the way I see them because it's important for us to actually dialogue and for people to actually learn what's happening. In my opinion, and the opinion of a big blocker, which is my opinion, is that Bitcoin has been under attack since day one. Anything that truly affects the establishment is what is attacked the most. Bitcoin, in its original design, is a brand new internet where every data packet is a small Satoshi. So every information packet on this new internet of the Bitcoin blockchain is a tiny nano transaction. It is an internet that you own. It is an internet that with the miners at scale rivals Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all of big tech. This is the Bitcoin that big tech is attacking right now. The same big tech that is creating this stupidity called Iron Fish. Don't believe me, look at the list that I'm showing you and compare it to the list of the players going after BSV at the COPPA trial. These same assholes that will tell you that they care about intellectual property. It's ridiculous, right? The biggest tyrants, the biggest technocratic bastards on the planet are here now telling you that they care about free and open source software. Again, people, these people are not to be trusted. If you don't like Craig Wright, fine, don't fucking like Craig Wright. I'm not even bringing Craig Wright into the conversation. But really consider who the fuck, whose side you are on. Because you can't just say that these guys are great because they're going after Craig Wright at the COPPA trial, but at the same time criticize them for creating a fake privacy coin to dupe investors. If they are not trustworthy with privacy coins, then what the fuck makes you think that they're trustworthy with intellectual property or with Bitcoin or with their understanding of Bitcoin? Bitcoin was the first thing under attack. From my big blocker perspective, they attacked Bitcoin first. And they did everything but destroy Bitcoin. And I'm talking about Bitcoin's original design, and they left us with this shitty version of BTC. If anyone out there knows where the BTC white paper is, please send it to me. I'm still trying to fucking find this thing. I do not know what the fuck they're building. Because no matter what they want to create out in the future, they're still delivering a present shit product. What Bitcoin BTC truly wants to be is called Monero. Pirate chain. Fungible money. True digital gold, a true digital currency. But see, you see how they work? From my big blocker perspective, they are attacking Bitcoin from day one. Now these assholes are stepping up, presenting themselves before a court, going after BSV, which is the only place that truly gives autonomy to miners. And once they pretty much are still on the path of trying to destroy Bitcoin, Bitcoin's original design, their next step is to try to usurp the privacy coins. And I've always said this, BSV is the most fucking delisted coin on the planet. Why? Because it threatens the establishment the most. Why? Because it creates a brand new internet. That's why. An internet that does not need of ASW server farms, that does not need Google, that does not need Facebook, that does not need Twitter. A real internet that we control, where we control our data. And these assholes, they just want to keep controlling our data. That's really what this is about. They want to centralize the locus of control of data throughout the world. BSV, what the fuck does it say? We need a stable protocol that is fixed, because only with a stable fixed protocol do we keep technocrats away from meddling with the protocol. Because that's what technocrats do. They come in and become central planners. Sometimes they use the guise of decentralization in order to impose their will even further. Okay, so if they've done everything but destroy Bitcoin's original design, and I speak to you as a Bitcoin miner, I'm a rebel miner. Okay, what the fuck does that mean, a rebel miner? That means that I'm not here to be told what the fuck I can or cannot process in on the blockchain. That's between me and my customers and for the entrepreneurs and the users of the network to decide. I do not need any central planner, any technocrat to tell me how to use the Bitcoin blockchain. I use the Bitcoin blockchain in accordance to market demand. So yeah, that's what's going on. So they've attacked Bitcoin to the point of it being a crippled coin that depends on being the bitch of big tech, Silicon Valley, and Wall Street. To now they're going after privacy coins. And their first step is what? Giving us a shit fucking version of Pirate Chain. And it's something, right? People talk so much shit about Pirate Chain when we start talking about it. And here is the big tech establishment and Silicon Valley copy-pasting Pirate Chain code and selling it back to the public as if they're to be trusted. No, they can't be trusted. And if you don't trust them regarding this Iron Fish bullshit, you should probably question your judgment regarding their stance against Craig Wright and BSV. Maybe you should question that a little. Because how can they be the assholes on one end regarding privacy coins, usurping privacy coins? And when it comes to the Bitcoin civil war, oh, well, we can find plausible, deniable reasons why they might be doing what they're doing. Fuck out of here, man. Really think for yourself. I personally don't trust these guys at all in any venue. And if you ask me to judge Craig Wright, I judge him by his proof of work. And what is it that I see? I see a dude promoting the same damn Bitcoin I fell in love with. A Bitcoin that not only gives me the coin aspect of Bitcoin, the economic incentives, the Nakamoto consensus, but also gives me the computational power of the Bitcoin miners to displace big tech and their tyranny. That's what I see. You don't like it? I don't care. You don't like the fact that I like BSV? That's cool with me. But know that it is always easier to go with the crowd. It's always easier to go with the popular narrative. It's actually harder to be a contrarian. I don't know if you know that, but it's also most rewarding. If someone is being a contrarian, whether it be me or anyone else, you should probably pay attention. Pay attention because they might know something that others don't know. And it is in knowing something that others don't know that you attain what the emperor of Bitcoin, Daniel Krawitz, calls differential knowledge. In my opinion, BTC is the whore of the establishment right now. And they will keep pumping it and supporting it, giving the illusion of success for God knows how long, in order to keep your focus away from what really matters in crypto, which is true fungible digital currency, digital gold, digital cash, as we see with protocols that are private by default at the protocol level, like Monero and Pirate Chain. Or they will keep you. And as I'm talking, a beautiful bald eagle flies over me. Yeah, here, I'll show you guys. I don't know if you can see it. Freedom, baby. I don't know if you saw it. I love eagles. That's one thing I love about living out in the middle of nowhere. I see them all the time, all the time. Yeah, guys. Well, if you're new to the channel, hope you enjoy my rant and the fact that I'm not here to please anyone. I'm here to be as objective as possible with my criteria and my outlook in crypto. I have an amazing team. Ed Bugos is incredible. I learned so much from him. He's our director of research at the Crypto Vigilante. And man, his experience and knowledge really takes us to the next level, because he constantly reminds us to be humble and to not fall into the fatal conceit, right? To think that, you know, that we can manipulate the market, or that we can understand the market better than anyone else. You know, it is a very beautiful dynamic that we have with Ed. And the rest of the team of analysts at the Crypto Vigilante, we don't all agree with one another. And it opens itself up to being an incredible environment for dialogue, discourse, and research. Overall, guys, Pirate Chain is extremely undervalued right now. If Silicon Valley is taking a jab at Pirate Chain, it's just pretty much, it's a statement that verifies what we already knew and what we've been preaching at the Crypto Vigilante, that privacy coins are going to be a must have in the future. And not the future next month or next year. I mean, the future later on this afternoon. Tyranny is on the rise worldwide, and they're finding reasons, no matter what they may be, political, medical, to censor you and to keep you from your hard-earned money. Excuses, excuses, they're going to keep bringing them up, and they're going to keep screwing you over. So if you're dealing with a transparent surveillance coin, including all the Bitcoin blockchains, like BSV, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, know that you're working within a glass house. properly speaking, at the crypto vigilante, we can't even refer to them as cryptocurrencies proper, because they are not true. They don't have cryptography to really secure you. To us, they're surveillance coins. Coins that keep you at the mercy of tyrants. By far, the most badass cryptocurrencies on the planet are Pirate Chain and Monero. Monero had a rally yesterday, and to be honest, it's almost like, to me, it wasn't even a surprise. I expect this. At the Crypto Vigilante, we all expect this. We still consider Monero and Pirate Chain extremely undervalued. Everything that Bitcoin Cash and BTC desire to be is what Monero and Pirate Chain are. We're very excited about Dero as well. D-E-R-O, Dero. That's the privacy Ethereum that just recently launched. A lot of entrepreneurs are moving to Dero right now to create smart contracts, applications of all types on the Dero blockchain, on the Dero mainnet. So that's something we're very excited for as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if the lizards of Silicon Valley desire to create a copy paste of Dero in the future as well. These people really annoy me. Is that obvious? They really fucking annoy me. From day one, guys, when I got into Bitcoin, I saw them come in, and I would go to these conferences, and it was just really annoying to see these assholes coming in with this old world mindset and bringing it into crypto. It's kind of like what Jesus says, right? You can't put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wineskins will burst and you will ruin the wine and the wineskins themselves. In like manner, these assholes want to bring in this lizard mindset into crypto, this old world view. And what they do is that they create monstrosities, and they're doing it on purpose, because one thing, what they really want is that they don't want to let go of power. The whole point of Satoshi and his creation of Bitcoin was to take power out of the equation of human cooperation. I can't say that that's what we have in BTC anymore. I can't say that that's what we have in Bitcoin Cash anymore. In my opinion, it's still what we have in BSV. That's why it's being attacked so much. But privacy coins are that other discovery that came out of the Bitcoin white paper, right? A lot of people read the necessity of having a privacy coin. And a lot of people read into Satoshi wanting a privacy coin, or at least alluding to the fact that he wanted Bitcoin to provide sound digital gold and digital cash for the world. And so here, I'll even put up a picture of that right here. Bam. And so a lot of people even read that into Satoshi's writings. And that's fair. That's being honest, because these honest people realized from day one that this was never going to be possible on the Bitcoin protocol. So what they did in their honesty was start from scratch and created the CryptoNote protocol. And a new Satoshi came out into the scene, Nicholas von Saberhagen, giving us CryptoNote, which later on went to become Monero. So the privacy coin community, or the real cryptocurrency community, has a history of honesty. And it's a history that we need to cherish. It's a history that we need to champion. And it's a history that we need to inform ourselves of the most regarding in crypto. You know, at the Crypto Vigilante, we've been talking about this for a long time. If anything, it almost became like part of our brand, right? All those other guys that talk about privacy coins. But in reality, what we're talking about is cryptocurrency in itself, the nature of cryptocurrency. It doesn't matter if you're decentralized. The word decentralization became a buzzword to justify the existence of central planners. That's all it became. That's all it really was. And so these technocrats tinker with the protocol under the guise of decentralization, and they still don't offer you censorship resistance. Oh, wow. So they went after this thing called decentralization, and they screwed you over with BTC, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum, but you're still not resistant to censorship. Wow, well, great job. You kind of fucked up there. That was like the whole point of this, to be censorship resistant. On the other hand, a real cryptocurrency, that understands the importance of censorship resistance, like Monero, Dero, and Pirate Chain, focus on giving you fungibility at the protocol level by means of honoring the free and open source software ethos, what I spoke to you guys about in a little way, the FOSS ethos. And the FOSS ethos is that verification of code amongst peers through audits and just trying to penetrate each other's work, just find vulnerabilities in each other's work to come out with an awesome product on the other end, right? And actually being able to provide something that is going to be taken care of by a community. Because when you buy a cryptocurrency, you don't only, again, invest in a technology. You are investing in a network of contributors and investors. That is really what you're doing. So there's a lot of shit projects out there that claim to be privacy coins, and yet all they are is just one or two max developers touting and claiming to be better than Monero or Pirate Chain. Guys, run away from that shit, honestly. The two most important privacy coins on the planet are Monero and Pirate Chain. Everything else is bullshit, guys. It really is. Maybe Monero is a nice test bed for the Monero community, but it's just a sandbox. Monero and Pirate Chain all the way. And they're good because they're a hedge against one another. And they both have a strong community of contributors that are contributing to the work of the FOSS ethos within those respective protocols. Again, everything that's Mimblewimble is bullshit and it's a waste of time. And a lot of people ask me to talk about this, to go in depth with it. Look, man, we're not going to waste our time with shit at the Crypto Vigilante. There's so much important things to talk about. It's like, would you ask a nutritionist to get, you know, to get into a debate with McDonald's? No, dude, don't waste his fucking time. Yeah, you can eat McDonald's all you want, but it's still shit food. Same thing with Mimblewimble. It's shit. It's shit. Shit technology. Stick with the best, especially when it regards your privacy, your private property on the internet. And again, stay away from this Iron Fist bullshit. It was just created to, I don't know what the fuck these lizards have up their sleeve, but stay away from it. It's bullshit. Those people are not trustworthy. I wouldn't trust them with anything. And for everyone watching that is interested in taking their privacy and their cryptocurrency game to the next level, we have a little gift for you. And it's right here in the QR code. You can also just go and visit cryptovigilante.io/convoy. Hope you enjoy it. Stay away from the lizards, my friends. They are not your friends. They are experts at causing confusion and at making you think that your friends are your enemies and your enemies are your friends. That's what these lizards are great at. Judge people by their proof of work. Judge every cryptocurrency by their proof of work. By what they actually have done. By the meritocracy of proof of work itself, like in Bitcoin mining, or by the meritocracy of the free and open source software ethos. Till next time, guys. Peace, love, anarchy. Bye.
Take our treasure.